Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. We're actually pretty far into the page, and we're about Bai Rav Hoshea, about 8 lines into the page. So we had said previously that if you give a tla and you say that it should stay until the shasbia, I mean you give the woman that the zona a sheep and you say that she should keep it until the time that you have bia, and if you need it, if she needs it, then she should be kona it lemafreya, she should be kona it me'achshav. And then she went and she was makriv it as a korban, even though subsequently you had bia, it's mutter, because it turns out that it was a matnas chinam, that the time she acquired it was before she had ever offered any services to you. So the Gemara discusses, what if she's makdish the tala before the bia, but she was not actually makriv the tala before the bia? So Bai Rav Hoshaya, kodma vihikti shatu, if let's say she was makdish the tala and then you were boel her, mahu, is that tla kashala hakrava? Do you assume that since the kavana of the person giving the esnan is to be makna her the tla me'achshav, to just be makdashit, to allow her to be makdashit, and if the tla is not bereshusa at the time of bia, it will belong to her at the Shas Nesina. We're going to assume that it belongs to her Shas Nesina. So Kibun Damar Mar Amirasa Lugva Kimisrasa Hadyo Kimanda Kriv Te Dami, meaning since she verbally committed it to belong to Hegdish, that is the same as giving it to another person. It's the same as actually making it another Kenyan. So that's as if it was already Hukrav. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no, maybe we have to be more machmir. Hashemia hakai v'isei be'enei. Right now, this tala still exists. The tala is still standing, and it's still, hasn't been brought as a carbon. So maybe it's the kinyan hasn't really been chal, and it will count as real esnon. So says Marav, tivshot needs Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe we can answer this question based on the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Da'amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer discussed. As the Brisa tells us that it's not esnon, it talks about shakadma vihikrivato, dafka hikrivatu, aval hikti shatu lo. The Brisa specifically says that when is it not going to be esnon? If she was makrith the tle prior to the bia. The Brisa did not say that if she was makdish the tle prior to the bia, so apparently only being makrith the tle prior to the bia is going to save you from the esnon, save the tle from having the status of esnan. Says Mar, no, the Rabbi Eliezer gufei coming by lay. Rav Hoshea wasn't sure what Rabbi Eliezer meant. My mifshat pshita lay the Rabbi Eliezer dikrivatu dafka avle hikdishatu lo ta yise bishas pia o dilma hikrivatu pshita lay hikdishatu mesafka lay. We weren't sure why Rabbi Eliezer gives the example specifically of hikrivatu. The two possibilities are that if she was makrivit, Rabbi Eliezer was certain that it would save it from being esnan, but if she would just makdish it before the bia, he wasn't sure, and therefore it's still nibayd l'shita. Or maybe no, he was dafka saying if she's makravit, it will not be esnan, but anything short of that, it will be esnan. So that's exactly the suffix. That's exactly what we're unsure about, teku, and therefore we leave that unresolved. So main point number one, if the woman is makdish the tleh before the bia, but not makrivit before the bia, that's a suffik that we leave unresolved, whether it's going to have the status of esnan or not. Suffik that we leave unresolved. So now the Gemara discusses the second thing that we mentioned in the Brayson of Samach Bezim Bez. Ba'aleha ve'achar kach nasan la esnana mutter. We said in the Brayson that if the man is boel her and then post pays, he pays afterwards the esnan, so then it's going to be mutter. The esnan itself does not have the status of esnan zona. She's allowed to bring it as a korban. Frek the Gemara ura minhi, but I'll bring you a steer from another brisa. Ba'aleha v'achar kach nasan la afila mikanat shalashim shanim esnana asur, that if he's boel her and then he gives her the esnan, even if it's a 3-year delay, the esnan is going to be asur. So which is it? Is it like the set we said in the Brayso and Samach Beis and Beis that the Esnon is going to be mutter if he first pays it later? Or is it like we say over here in this Brayso that the Esnon is still going to be Asr even if he pays it years later? So Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Rav Chista, lo kasha. It's not a stira. Hadamar hisba'ali b'tlazeh, hadamar la hisba'ali b'tlastam. The Brayso that says that even if you give it years later, it's still going to have a status of Esnon. That's if he says hisba'ali b'tlazeh, that he designated this tala for the bia, so she already became the proud owner of it at the time of the bia, even though she didn't actually physically take possession of it till later. But the brisa that says that it's not going to have the status of esnan is where he just said, "Have bia with me, I'll give you a tala," but he had never identified the tala, so it only becomes her tala when she actually has the bia. So says Mar v'chiyamr la b'tala zeh mayhavi hamichsa meshicha. Why does it matter that he told her which tala it was? She wasn't Kona yet at the time of the Bia. She didn't do any Maisa Kinyan. She didn't do a Mashicha on it. Says Mara Bezona of Edzchavim to Lokanya b'Mashicha. Maybe we're talking about a Zona who's not a Jew and she doesn't have a Kinyan through Mashicha. A Goy is Kona through Kesef. And the Bia would have a status of Kesef. Because it's that's what she's offering in exchange for the Tle. And that's why she becomes the owner of it at that time. Or maybe it's a Zona Yisraelis, but the Tala is standing in her Chatzar, so she's able to be Kona it be Kinyan Chatzar at the time of Bia. If the Tala is standing in her Chatzar, how can you call that he's Boel her and then he gives it to her? Hakanila, she's Kona it right away. It's not later on that she gets it. Says Marlo Tzricha, the Shavya Nihala Apotiki. No, the case is he wasn't Makna her the tla right away. Rather, he was meshabi the tla to her as an apotiki, meaning the amrla, where he says to her, he made the deal as follows: let's say she charges him $100. So he says, if I bring you the $100 in, by the first day of the next month, then mutav, then that will be your payment. And if I don't pay up, then you'll take the tla instead as your esnan. Next main point, if a man pays the esnan after the bia, it does not have the status of esnan unless she had previously made a kinyan on it. If she had previously made some sort of kinyan, either because she's a guy, a kinyan kesef, or if she's a Jew and it was a kinyan chatzar, at least as an apotiki, then it would have the status of esnan. Okay, so we're going to stop a little short. We'll stop there because it's a good stopping point, and Bez Hashem will pick up from Masiv Rav Sheshes next time.